Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, we're not going to take it anymore. Hey, welcome to, what's today, Wednesday, Hump Day, Wednesday's edition of What Burns My Goat. This is where my partner and I, who I am Scott, and my partner is?
Sandy.
Thank you. You got to speak a little louder, though, you
Sandy.
Little person. Thank you. Speak it up, girl. I know you got a voice in there. Anyway, we talk about stories that
Scott, and my partner is?
We talk about things that burn our goat. Turn that freaking thing off. Oh, man. So anyway, we talk about things that piss us off. That's the way what Burns My Goat works. And what today's story we're going to talk about, freaking bullying, fucking police bullshit. Man, that video where these two pit bulls attacked this poor guy and who was protecting his little dog, and they just because the lady's going to euthanize her dogs and the police ain't going to press charges against her is fucking bullshit. You know, if that was my dogs, they'd be throwing my ass in jail, man, charging me with failure to take care, restrain my dogs and all this and that. Big deal. She's going to have her dogs euthanized. So what? The guy's got stitches and holes in his legs and everything. Is she going to pay the damn medical bills? What do you think about that?
You really want my opinion on that?
That's what burns my goat is. You share your opinion. Folks, if you want to share your opinion on some of our stuff, 909-362-8210. Call on in.
These are the people that I would like to go find and just wring their fucking necks, because I had a dog taken away from me, and my dog didn't do nothing to fucking nobody. Pisses me the fuck off because it wasn't even my dog. It was with my daughter's dog. But anyway, my dog got out and was running around the fucking neighborhood. My dog was not a mean dog. He was like the nicest freaking dog in the world. And just because my stupid ass fucking neighbor decided to go at him with a freaking rake and try to hit him, and the dog growled at him because he fucking did this, they come and pick my dog up and called him dangerous because he growled at the guy. I fucking growled at somebody too. They were coming at me with trying to hit me. Stupid motherfucker. So this kind of stuff right here pisses me off because they euthanized my fucking dog for no goddamn reason whatsoever.
Yeah, he was a sweet dog, too. I remember reading. He was a sweet dog. Hey, did you all see that Facebook post in England where this lady, she went bar hopping with her mother and some friends. She got separated. She ended up waking up in a bed next to a guy she didn't fucking know. Now, mind you, this is in England because everything happens in England. And she woke up in bed with a guy she didn't know. She was refused to leave. She was refused to let leave the house. The guys kicked her down the stairs. They dragged her by her head. Took turns fucking raping her and everything. And all the cops did after she finally got free and everything. And the cops arrested the guys. Turned these motherfuckers loose, saying, "Well, that's the culture here in England." You know what? I think everybody needs to get on the same fucking page as far as that kind of culture goes. You know, they're all scared because of all these fucking Muslims and stuff, because these guys are Muslims and everything, and so they can get away with this shit. Man, if that was in the United States, man, we'd fry your damn asses. Plain out and simple, if we don't put a bullet in your fucking
ass. This is like the shit they do over in China where the men take and abuse their women because they say it's allowed. Bullshit. You don't fucking abuse a woman. I don't care what fucking country you're from.
No shit, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
Let a man put their fucking hands on me. They won't be standing if they do, because I don't put up with shit like that.
Hell no.
My dad taught me, don't let a man fucking hit you. Well, you know what? A man's not going to fucking hit me.
Speaking of hitting women, man, I don't hit women, but I swear I came close the other day to want to hit this bitch. I just wanted to knock her right the fuck out. Stupid ass neighbor. Anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah, we won't go there today. On that subject today.
But I know I'm against all that bullshit. But anyway, let's talk.
Speaking about bullying, though, she's bullying. She's our fucking neighbor. She's bullying us. She's going around fucking telling lies and shit on us. That's bullying. I mean, come on, what the fuck? We try to be nice to this fucking bitch, and all she wants to do is cause trouble.
No shit. Well, she's banned from this property. She ain't never coming on this property again. Next time she comes on this property, she's going to get asked to leave. If she don't leave, she's going to leave in the back of a damn squad car.
He ain't got to worry about hitting her. He's a man, so he ain't know how to do that. But you know what? I'm a woman. I can do that. And you know what? She keeps fucking with my family. She going to get her ass kicked because I ain't going to put up with the shit.
That's all right. I'll bail you out of jail.
Thank you.
Not a problem. She deserves it anyway, little bitch. Yeah, so one of our subjects today is bullying. Did you see, I think it was you that shared the post to me on Facebook where the little girl had the disfigured face and everything and everybody was bullying her? Was that you that shared it with me? Somebody shared it with me.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't you? Maybe I found it on my own. I don't know. I get so many posts sent to me, I can't keep track of who sends me what anymore. We got a lot of fans out there. But anyway, they're bullying this girl. The parents try to stick up for her and stuff. Now they want to bully the parents and all this and that. And then there was another story about, this mom going out there and bullying the neighbor across the street because the kids are handicapped and stuff. So she's out there bullying the neighbors and everything.
Like, that was the two kids. That was about the two kids that I seen. Yeah.
Yeah, that story's about that.
And one. And they even went so far as to put shit on their fucking house and shit and stuff, saying they need to move away and all this shit because
of
their kids.
Yeah, posted on a Facebook wall.
Because the kids were disabled.
Yeah, because the kids were handicapped and stuff. You know what?
How retarded is that?
No shit. And these days, there's too many young kids killing themselves because of bullying. You know, in my opinion, I think. If somebody dies as a result of bullying, the people that are doing the bullying, they need to be held for like murder. Plain and simple, because they drive the people to commit suicide because of the bullying and stuff. They should be held accountable for all the bullying they do and stuff. I had a bully in school when I was growing up. He ended up dying in high school because he had a disease that nobody knew about. You know, I never wished anything bad on him. Because that's not the type of person I am, but there are times, I wish he would just move the fuck away. But I never wish for him to die, especially the way he died. He just collapsed right there walking in the hallway of school. But you know what? I teach the grandkids, you don't put up with bullies, and I teach them not to be a bully. And my grandson's starting to be a bully, and I'm on his case all the time about that because he tries to bully his sister around. And she don't take it no more. She whips his ass. Yeah, and I teach her, you stand up for yourself and you whip some ass if you have to whip some ass.
So my brother used to do that with me when we were younger because he thought that he was a badass and shit because he was bigger than me and all that. He used to bully me all the time. I got fucking tired of it. One day he fucking pissed me off and in the yard he did something to me and I threw him down on the fucking ground, got on top of him, started beating on him. Mom says, "What'd you do to her?" "I didn't do nothing to her. I said, 'You want me on top of you?' You didn't do nothing to her." He was a big bully when he was a kid too. He still is to a certain point, but a lot of that has to do with the idea that he was worked at a prison for so long as a prison guard, and he had to kind of be a bully out there. So. And you really don't need to be a bully when you're a prison guard, but he thought he was a tough ass, so.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're a fucking tough ass until they go up against one that's going to stand up to them.
Yeah, imagine that.
You stand up to a bully, they'll back away from you for the rest of your life, or they'll try to be your best friend. Don't become a best friend with a bully. Because they'll try to do that. Man, so we got, we also, you shared this to me, Did you see this post on Facebook about the thug that tears off the girl's diaper at the park and the mom beats his ass and shit? Man, I tell you, somebody tries to touch one of my grandkids at the park, They ain't got to worry about going in the back of a police car. And the stupid asshole, oh, I was high and shit. He got caught with marijuana, some kind of liquid drug on him that had a chemical odor. Cops don't know what it is yet. But he went to the park with this little girl swinging, grabbed her out of the swing, and then pulled down her diaper and he was grinding his body against her. The mom came up and beat the hell out of this motherfucker. And then finally, the cops found his ass. He says, I don't remember anything but getting a cigarette from somebody at the park, and then I woke up later on. Yeah, okay, likely fucking story. Tell you. So you got any stories you want to go over today? That's an open page there.
I actually got, not a story, but I got a statement that I want to make. People, please, please stop Facebooking live stream things that are freaking stupid. I think they need to take away live stream on fucking Facebook. There are so many things going around nowadays on Facebook of live stream people killing themselves on freaking Facebook. It's stupid. There's children that watch this shit, people. I mean, come on. I mean, how stupid is that?
Yeah, you never did send me that video last night that you were telling me about.
That girl killing herself?
Yeah, the girl is shouting at everybody and stuff. And then she...
10 freaking minutes these people talked to her. The cop standing right there in front of her, talking to her, and then she puts a freaking machine gun in her mouth and shoots herself. On live stream video.
Yeah, see, that shit should be off the air. That's like last night, yesterday morning, I was watching a police chase in California. Where the cops opened fire on the guy because the guy tried to run him over with the car. And the cops just opened fire and shot his ass dead. It's just fucking crazy. I agree.
But for the shit to be on the news, for them to show a little bit of something on the news is fine. But these live stream things are showing every freaking thing. I mean, up until the time they freaking kill themselves. I mean, come on, people.
That's like 2 months ago, that girl that hung herself. And it's still showing at dark. It's still showing. It starts at the beginning where she does all this talking and stuff, and then she hangs herself. And then the video is still going at nighttime when all you hear is the rope going back and forth and back and forth and shit. What the fuck, man? And she killed herself because of the result of bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was bullied so much. Man, I tell you.
Well, this girl yesterday, she didn't say the reason why she was killing herself. She just felt it. Like she was worthless and couldn't take care of her kids right, and she was not wanted in the world and shit, and she just told the cops she couldn't take it anymore. She even called her dad and told her dad that she loved him and told him goodbye.
That's messed up. See, I didn't see that video. I heard it because I was in here working on the computer, and I could hear it from all the way outside, and I was like, at first I thought it was her daughter who's going off on somebody, saying, doing a video going off on somebody. That's who I thought it was.
Looking crazy.
And then I thought of her. Then I was like, well, maybe she's going after the neighbor.
You know, they didn't give a reason why she'd done this, folks, but I'm pretty sure it had something to do with people running their mouth to her and calling her a bad person. Because most people, they kill themselves. That's the reason why they kill themselves, because people put them down all the time. You know what? People need to quit putting people down. If you don't have something fucking nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
No shit, man.
I mean, because all you're doing is feeding into them and making them feel like shit, and they're going to eventually get to that point where they're going to freaking kill themselves. I mean, that's bullying.
No shit. It's just like fucking North Korea is trying to bully us into war, threatening us and all this and that. Of course, Trump's an asshole, and he's going to go ahead and say, yeah, well, come on, motherfucker, we got your ass. He's going to play right in their damn shit and fucking we'll be in World War III again. Just like we did with Osama bin Laden. And Insane Hussein. We'll go after his ass too. We did go after his ass. But yeah, I think, but seriously, the lawmakers need to get off their ass. And I think if people commit suicide because of bullying, the people responsible for bullying that person They should be charged with murder. Plain out murder.
There was a story last week that I read on the internet that this girlfriend played a joke on her boyfriend and told her boyfriend that she was going to commit suicide and he needed to commit suicide so they could be together. Well, come to find out, she was just telling him that she wasn't planning on doing it. Well, he did. This boy committed suicide because this girl played a joke on him.
See,
I mean, really?
See, her ass should be charged with murder. That's kind of like premeditated murder right there. Plain out, because she told him that she wanted him to kill himself, so just like she was going to do.
That wasn't nothing but a joke the whole time.
Yeah, see, that's like premeditated murder. She basically killed the guy, killed the kid.
Yep.
How did I miss that?
I forgot to send it to you.
You forgot to send it to me. Ah. Man, that's fucking crazy, man. You don't joke around about committing suicide. I mean, that's a serious thing. I mean, people commit suicide because, one, they get bullied. Two, because they are depressed. Or just things in their life they just can't take it anymore. Now, suicide is a very serious thing in the world today, and more people are doing it, all the way down to young kids, man. I mean, I'm talking 8-9-year-olds committing suicide these days because of bullying and peer pressure and all this and that. You know, there's people you can go talk to. You can go talk to counselors. You can go talk to family members, unless they're the ones bullying you, because I know a lot of parents will bully their kids because they don't give a fuck about their kids.
You know, no kid, I don't care what they look like. I don't care how they are. I mean, no kid deserves, I don't care if they're the ugliest kid in the world, no kid deserves to be bullied. No kid deserves to be picked on. They're in this world too for a reason, just like you are. And just because you don't like the way they look or the way they smile or the way they smell or whatever, don't give you no right to freaking bully them. And treat them like shit. I mean, they deserve to have a good life just like you do. So why in the hell pick on somebody that can't pick back on you?
We're all made in God's image. We're all made just like God. That's the way He made us: black, white, Hispanic. You know, no matter what color we are, male, female. You know, whether we have disabilities.
And
or
not. It ain't just kids that's doing this, folks. There's adults that fucking pick on freaking on disabled people. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous. Kids are one thing because kids are gonna be kids a lot of times. But adults, come on now.
Yeah, a lot of adults need to grow the fuck up, man, and get a life. They got nothing better to do.
There's people out here, folks, that you can't see their illnesses. I mean, but they exist. And people pick on these people because of it. I mean, there's no sense in it. If you're an adult, don't treat another adult like they're a kid just because they have a disability. I mean, they're in this world because God put them here for a reason. Just because they put, just like you put you here for a damn reason. And it ain't to pick on somebody else. Grow the fuck up.
Hell, it was like a bunch of these thugs here a couple weeks ago. I saw a video. This vet just returned home from being over in Afghanistan after two tours in Afghanistan. He lost his legs. So he ended up confined to a wheelchair because he's waiting for his prosthetic legs. These group of thugs were in the park and stuff, and they started harassing him, pushing him out of his wheelchair, and started hitting him and shit. And all the fucking cops did was tell them to go the fuck home on their own way. They didn't even arrest him. The cops watched him hit this vet, and they didn't even arrest his ass. What the fuck is wrong with that picture?
How sad is that?
I wanted to jump through the computer screen and go there and dock the shit out of these motherfucking thugs. Then I wanted to turn around and beat the fuck out of his cop for not doing his job of protecting people. You know, these vets go, you know, our vets go over and they protect us. They protect our kids. They protect our wives, or for the women listening, they protect our husbands. They protect us so we can have a safer life. But all you guys want to do is throw them on the street. You'll give a fucking immigrant that is illegal here fucking housing, a job, and everything else, but you won't give our vet that fights for our country and fights for your freedom the time of day? What the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers? And the damn laws around here won't even protect the damn vets. That is just totally fucked up.
There's a lot of laws that need to fucking change. There's a lot. Veterans don't have freaking rights. Grandparents don't have rights when it comes to certain things. Parents sometimes don't have rights when it comes to certain things. Some things need to change in this fucking country.
There's a lot of things that need to change in this fucking country. But no, we're letting all these fucking immigrants come over here and change our America.
Yeah, Trump!
Trump's trying to stop shit.
I bet Trump's trying to stop shit.
It was Obama to let all these fuckers in here, and Obama to the one that was fucking helping the Taliban and all that. Mm-hmm. Granted, Obama did do a lot of good stuff here in the office while he was there. He did some good. And Trump's trying to reverse all the bad shit.
Yeah, but he's also trying to start World War III.
Well, actually, North Korea threatened us first, and Trump's retaliating.
Okay, but that don't mean he has to retaliate. He needs to leave it the fuck alone.
Oh, so North Korea can just come over here and blow
California
up?
No, if he would leave it the fuck alone, then they would leave us alone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They threatened us before.
Okay, so that means that all these fucking, not the immigrants, these fucking Muslims over here, they're involved with all the, like, these fucking bombers, but the Boston bombing, the Marathon bombing that happened a few years ago when I was still up in Massachusetts, we didn't know nothing about them. They just come over to our country and go to our schools and get free food and free money and all this and that, and they want to blow up a bunch of people. We left them alone. Look what happened. People lost their lives. They lost part of their body. And we left them fuckers alone. So we're going to allow North Korea to just go ahead and come and invade us by leaving them alone so they can just come over here? Fuck that shit.
You know what? When it happens in your own fucking country, when your president is involved in it, and it happens in your own fucking country that you get that you let people get killed and shit when you know what the hell is going on. What the hell, you know?
I know. We got all these fucking Mexicans coming over the border over and over and over again illegally, raping and killing our kids.
Look what Bush did.
Yeah.
Well, I still know he was part of what happened on 9/11. But he let it happen.
Yeah, because they knew ahead of time. They knew way ahead of time that was going to happen.
And they still don't think that the last plane hit was a regular plane either. They think it was a military plane.
I don't know. I just know a lot of people lost their lives, and a lot of lives got shaken up and changed that day.
Yeah, I was sleeping when it happened. My mom woke me up, and it scared the shit out of me.
I was working, and I was listening to the radio. I was working for the dry cleaners in Ormond Beach, and I was listening to the radio, and they said a plane just hit the tower. One of the Twin Towers, the first plane hit and stuff, and they were interrupting the radio show, and I went and told my boss, I says, a plane just hit one of the Twin Towers over there up in New York and stuff. He goes, no, you're kidding. So he went and got on his laptop and his computer and stuff, and sure enough, they're showing everything. So we sat there most of the day working and listening to everything that was going on.
I got scared because the guy that I was dating at the time, Todd, he was out in Arizona because he was on vacation. And I called him to let him know. He was like, what? I said, yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to come home for at least 3 or 4 days and stuff, because I think he was supposed to leave that day. He ended up being stuck out there for another 4 days because he couldn't get a flight home because they wouldn't let no flight leave the ground.
Yep.
So he ended up being grounded for another 3 or 4 days out there and he couldn't get home. I was like, sorry, honey.
Yeah, they tried to save everybody, but make sure all his planes were safe and stuff. That's
what I even tried to get him a train, and they wouldn't even let the trains leave the stations at the time.
No. Yeah, everything was on lockdown that time. Hell yeah, everybody was on high alert and everything.
I was scared to leave my house.
Hell, it's getting like that now with all these fucking drive-by shootings and all these other crazy motherfuckers. It's not safe to go anywhere.
I don't really let my kids out of the house any damn more. It's like, you're going where? Don't step out that door.
Go play in the backyard.
Hell, I don't even want to send them to school most of the damn time any damn more.
I know, the school thing's getting really out of range, man. They let fucking people walk into school and just shoot a damn teacher and a kid, two kids. That's fucking crazy. Wow, we're already down to the last 4 minutes. Wow, this show's gone by fast today.
Because you talk so much.
That's it, I'm Fred. I get to talk so much. I'm like Fred.
That's what you do all the time. You never shut your mouth.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Today is What Burns My Goat is brought to you by coffee. Because it is coffee that keeps you stupid motherfuckers alive. Because I don't kill your asses. Coffee! Well, folks, we're going to kill off our What Burns Our Goats for the day. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week when who knows what we'll talk about. Hopefully my partner will remember to send me some videos that will just piss me off. And remember, folks.
Oh, I like pissing him off.
When she pisses me off, it's stories that burn my goat. We'll see you all next week. Have a great week, y'all.
What was that all about?